Hello, and welcome to our conversation about couple power. This is a conversation today called Couple as One. I'm Peter Sherris. I'm a clinical psychologist.
And I'm Phyllis Kotcharis, and I'm married to Peter, and we have been a couple for 34 years.
And as clinical psychologists, together we have seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of couples who have been dealing with issues of what makes their couple work, what makes their couple not work, and what are the things that we can learn from each other and from couples. So we'd like to share some of that with you today, starting with this conversation called Couple as One.
And what we mean by that is that the two individuals create their relationship as a single entity with a joint vision. And they're both committed to that vision that they have jointly created.
Usually when people get into relationships, they begin with what it is that they want for themselves out of being in a relationship. So it's about having their needs met by the perfect person, or the person that they can relate to make sure that they don't have to give too much up and get a fair amount in return. And that's what we want when we go into a relationship.
But we're not really talking about that here. We're talking about getting beyond our individualistic, sometimes even narcissistic needs to be taken care of or have our needs met, and focus on what are the needs and the vision for the couple as a unit, as one.
And it may sound a little strange to say, think about your couple as an entity. But for many of us, what gets in the way of being in relationship is our own individual needs. And we don't realize sometimes that, in fact, we can help meet the needs of the other person better when we're operating together, when we're really operating as a team rather than operating as two individuals trying to reach the same goal.
Yeah, many people have heard that you can't really be in a couple until your individual dynamics, your individual problems are all worked out. And what we have found is that it actually works the other way around, that when your couple takes on the issues of each of you as individuals, then you can get past them a lot easier because you're taking them on as a team.
I guess another way of putting that is that most people think that happy people make happy couples. And it's been our experience, really, that happy couples make happy people.
Yeah, and that part of that happens because we see the world and we take it on together through this lens of couple. It doesn't mean that I forget about myself or my own needs, but I'm putting them through that couple lens, which allows us to work on our issues together. So, for example, I'm a singer, an opera singer, and when I was just trying to find time to make that work for myself and fit it into my schedule, it just never happened. But when Peter took it on with me as a team, when we took that on as a couple, it happened like so quickly that I was like creating concerts and being in shows, and he was supporting me and making that happen. And I don't think that would have happened without having a powerful couple.
And I don't even like opera that much, but
no, that's
the
for sure.
Idea the idea was that we could take something on together, even though it's one person who's doing who's kind of the center of attention. Lots of times when people get married, they see that a good marriage or a good relationship requires compromise. And that means, like, what am I going to have to give up in order to get what I want? And it usually means that we're just kind of afraid that if we start in a relationship, we will lose ourselves. There'll be no us, no me individually, and I'll have to stop playing softball or stop watching television or being a football fan. And that's actually not the case, because if a couple is one, you as a couple together can take on what one person does. So we took on Phyllis's singing as a team, and together as a team, then we were able to reap the successes of that. And then the couple took on something that I was interested in doing.
Yeah, like football and watching the Super Bowl yesterday, which was not exactly my first choice of how to spend 5 hours. But I knew that there was no way Peter was going to budge from that spot in front of the television. And so what we did is we took it on as a couple. And I said, you know, I'd actually like to invite our neighbors over, because one of the things I like to do is socialize, and I'm the party
girl.
Yeah, and Peter likes to watch football. So we worked it out together as one, and I made some guacamole dip and invited these people over, and we actually had a great time, both of us, watching the game from our own perspectives.
So the idea here is that when you take your relationship seriously as a relationship, that you can really give up having to be frightened or afraid that you're going to give something up that's very precious to you. And in fact, really, it's two heads are better than one. That the idea of a team is really quite good, because in a team, not only are two people working towards the same goals, that those things that have them be different from each other become assets rather than liabilities. Lots of times we say we need to marry a person or be in a relationship with someone who's like us. If they're too different from us, then we're going to be incompatible. But if you look at it from a team perspective, you want two players who can do very different things really well, because that'll make a more complete team.
And then they work together better for the goals of the team as a whole. That's one of the things that Michael Jordan found out when he watched videotapes of him playing. Even when he scored 30 points in a game, he was looking to see, you know, what else could make that even more powerful. And when they started playing as a team, then the Chicago Bulls won all their championships. So there is something really powerful in creating that working together. And working together towards a common goal, like the couple then begins to see that relationship as something so precious, as if it was their own child that they've created. And when we have our child, we don't really argue about, you know, whose needs are going to get met around the child. We are concerned about the child's needs being met. So that's how we view the couple as one.
And some researchers have talked about this as really the power of three: you, me, and the relationship. And we're really big on watching the relationship part and saying this is in fact something that deserves a lot of energy and attention from us together. And then we actually become committed to that, to the relationship and making the relationship work, rather than having the person be the perfect person. We spend so much time looking for someone who is the perfect partner for us, and we don't necessarily see it as the perfect teammate for us.
Yeah, because what we're actually looking to do with couple power is create the perfect relationship, not the perfect person, because nobody's going to be a perfect person, but we can both take on this goal of having a perfect relationship. So then couple as one becomes this place to come from, not a place to get to. Like, we may never have the perfect relationship, but we keep coming from that place of working together to create that kind of perfect relationship.
And in our studies of what makes relationships last, what gives them the lifelong characteristics that they have, is that they can accommodate changes that go on, because we don't stay the same in our relationship. We grow as individuals, but we also grow as a couple, and we have different challenges to face. If you use that analogy of a team, it's like, sometimes if it's a college team, your players graduate and then you have new players come in, but you still have a team, and then you use the resources that you have to make the team work. And if you think about your couple like that, then you're not really wedded to everybody has to always do the same thing in the relationship. And as we get older or smarter or richer or poorer. Whatever that is, then we have a way of dealing with that. Now, what's of course required here is that if you are in a relationship like this, that you need to have good communication.
And we will get to that later on in these other podcasts that we'll be doing. We'll be talking about the full model of couple power, which has four C's in it. And communication is one of the C's, but it's not the first one. It's an important ingredient, but we need to be clear about creating this couple as an entity first. Otherwise, the communication between two individuals might end up being arguments and fighting for power, not creating power. And we'll be talking about that later, because couple is really greater than the sum of its parts. It's something unique that each of the people contribute to. So, for example, when newly into our relationship, and it was Halloween, and we were looking to express our couple. We had these rather hideous costumes that were Tweedledee and Tweedledum, but we took them on, and it really said something about who we are, that combination.
Yes, we were able to be stupid together, actually.
Right.
That was because everyone who saw us knew that we were a couple, and everybody also knew we were ridiculous.
Well, that we had our own individuality, but in that individuality, we created something that was an entity in itself.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. I think a better costume for us probably would have been one of those horse costumes where one of us would get to be the head and one of us would get to be the rear. But if you do that, then you actually do go to the Halloween party as a couple, as one.
Yeah, but who gets to be the head and who gets to be the behind?
Ah, exactly. That's where
rub.
Good communication comes in handy.
So I think that gives you an idea of what we mean by couple as one, that we're not talking about submerging your identity. We're talking about creating a powerful place where that individual identity can flower and grow. Like I was telling you about my singing, it's growing out of the power of our couple sourcing it that might not have happened without that. So I thank you, Peter.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. And I'll be telling you what we'll be doing for me very shortly.
We just did.
Oh, right.
We sat for 5 hours
at the game.
Watching the Super Bowl.
So part of the idea here is that if you can see yourself as this entity, that you're really in it together. And it's sort of like packing a parachute to jump out of a plane. You know, if you're jumping out with one parachute together, you're going to want to make sure that things are going pretty well in how you've packed that parachute. So there isn't a lot of sort of sniping at the other person or criticizing the other person, because basically you're trying to get the same thing accomplished and the same thing done. And it really allows for people to be helpful to one another. And really, two is more powerful. That relationship is more powerful than just what the two people can do together.
Yes, it's actually like a dance. It's not something static. It's always moving. We're always changing. And the dance is more than just the movements or the actions of the individual dancers. It's how we move together into that single expression of something that moves us across the room as one. And that's where the real joy in being together is. And that's where the creativity is. And it would get boring without that. And the couple constantly recreating itself, just like a child is constantly growing. I think that's what keeps the momentum going. It keeps the interest going. And it was, you know, the basis of a lifelong love.
And so the idea of couple as one is something that doesn't cause you to give something up. It actually invents, creates, and designs a possibility of something new that you haven't had together. The input from both of you isn't just your part and the other person's part. It's actually the two parts together that can create something that has never been created before. And that is actually fun. And if it's not working the way it is or as it grows, you can change it. That's the real beauty of this, is that your relationship, like yourself or like your child, is always changing. It's nothing that needs to be fixed, but something that can be grown and designed as we go along.
And in future podcasts, we're going to be telling you how you can do that for yourselves.
Please join us. So please join us for further podcasts that we'll be doing, and also at our website, www.couplepower.com.